Welcome back to Fairbanks, Michael Feldman.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
This is your second time bringing the What Do You Know show here.
Yeah.
Fairbanks is quite the long haul to bring such a big production back.
Yeah.
We know we're special, but could you tell us why we're so special?
Well, you know why you're special. Because you want us. I mean, that's unusual. And, you know,
it's unusual.
We were here and then you wanted us back. And that has happened before, but I can't remember when. We've foreclosed on a few spots. And I love coming up here. I like Alaska is like, you know, attaining your freedom. You come to Alaska, I feel like I can be free here. And that's kind of a cool feeling.
It is. But when I go back to the lower 48, I always feel like I'm going to get arrested.
Yeah.
And Jim, welcome to you too.
Thank you very much.
It feels like you're old friends. You know, I listen to you every Saturday, and so it feels like you're just my Saturday buddies.
We appreciate that. I particularly like coming back to Alaska because I have this sense of freedom that Michael expressed that you don't find back in Madison.
Right. But, you know, I visited Madison, and it's a pretty cool place too.
Yes, it is.
You know, a friend was joking with me that I should get a weekly show like yours so I wouldn't have to work so much.
Yeah.
I kind of laughed and stood up for you, though, Michael, because I've heard you play a big role in the content of your show. And
I am the content of my show.
Well, when you travel, you know, you choose special guests. And
yes, we do. We do.
You have to have all the news that isn't. And, you know, who puts that together?
Well, I do. At this point, I sort of live the show. It's my natural habitat. So I'm in the captivity of this thing, and it's bigger than me. It's bigger than Jim, but mostly it's radio. It's, you know, seat of the pants, and you do it, and you go home and forget about it.
That's kind of
try
what I
try to.
Yeah, I have a show, Alaska Live. I had Steve Brown, the Bailers, on Wednesday, and they're going to be on your show.
Yes, they are.
And did you pick them too?
Unless they bail.
They are called the Bailers, but they're not going to bail on you.
Okay. Yes. We listen to all the music and, you know, food guests. And I read the newspaper for several months, the News Miner, and all the minor news that isn't. And then, you know, we do a lot of background research. And I try to live it for a while. And then I step out here and I feel, well, I'm home, you know.
I think I was half dreaming, but I thought of this great idea for April Fools, that you and the man in the red shoes would just switch-o, change-o. Just, you know, don't
isn't that
tell
the,
anybody.
The Pope is the man in the red shoes.
I think I was talking
about
Garrison.
Or is it Garrison? I get them
Garrison.
Mixed up. I do.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And, you know, then Garrison would have to, like, walk around in the audience and talk to the minions, which he never does. And
well, you know what? The only time I ever met Garrison Keillor was after – he did a show in Madison at the Technical College years ago. And I was still doing my show from Greasy Spoon that time. So he came – and I was standing out in the hallway, and he came out, and I said, Mr. Keillor, you know, I'm such a big fan of your show. I said, I do a radio show as well, and I explained it to him. It's from, you know, Dolly's Fine Foods, and we play music. I interview people who come in the restaurant. I gave him the whole rundown of what I was doing. And he said, do you know where the men's room is? And I had, because I had just been to it, and I said, you know, yeah, it's over there. And he said, he didn't say thank you even. And he went, so I resolved after that if a kid ever came up to me and said, I do college radio, and I do a really cool, I play jazz songs, I would always say, that's fantastic. You know, that's really great. Then, do you know where the restroom is?
Because I think you're not going to, you know, pee your pants in the time that it takes to say a few encouraging words.
Yeah, just to acknowledge the fact. Here's, you know, because it does happen all the time. Kids say, you know, I do the show at my school and stuff.
Yeah.
So I got at least so that got us off on the wrong foot many years ago. And I've never gotten back on the right one.
No,
but he's winning, so what's the problem for you?
No, you're winning because you're of the people.
I think I could do it.
I think
if you could work it out, I would be glad to do it even.
Yeah, the Davis Concert Hall, that's a great place
last
to be.
Last time we married a couple, you know, so I was coming back and like, what are we going to do this? You know, we married, how do you top, we could divorce them or something. And apparently they're doing okay is
yeah,
what I
they
heard.
Are.
They're in Sweden now. Or where is she from? Yeah, Sweden.
I think
Sweden.
So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had to go to meet the parents in Sweden. They must have met them before. But I thought I gave a very nice wedding. I really researched it. It was a Jewish-Swedish wedding. And I said, I had a few words and tried to put a little Alaska lore in there and a little Jewish, you know, Jewish twist to it. And it came out very well. And
I thought it was.
It really did.
Great.
Apparently they're still married. And
it took.
It took. Yeah, it took.
I was at the Anderson Bluegrass Festival last weekend, and one of the Steve Brown, the Baylor's friends, came up to them and said, "Hey, I went my girlfriend 6 years ago here, and I'd like to ask her to be my wife here on the stage." And I said, "Okay, are you sure she's going to say yes? Because there's hundreds of people here." And he said, "Yep, pretty sure." So, all right. And so he got on the stage and did it, and it was beautiful. Yeah.
We've had a couple of those, too. And we had one where she said no.
No.
Yes, we did. You remember that? The guy had the ring, and everything. He was carrying the ring for 7 years or something. Bad luck, apparently.
Don't wait 7 years.
Did he? I don't know if he asked me in advance. I think he did. And she said, "She said we need to talk."
Oh my goodness!
We need to talk. We can't talk here. Okay. All right. Well, we'll fix that in the mix then. And we'll just change that.
Did you put the delay button at that point?
No, that was.
Oh, no.
That was before the delay button came along.
No. That was good radio, though, wasn't it? A lot of people love, usually it's me doing things like that. You know, I make some huge mistake. But it was someone else.
I think, well, you know, it takes a focus off you making those mistakes when you involve the audience and the callers and everything. That's so fun.
Well, that's what it is. I always tell when warming up the show, I do that because we don't have anyone warming them up either. We could use someone, but I wouldn't trust just anyone to do it. But anyway, I tell them it's an audience participation show, so if it's a bad show, whose fault is it? You know, and they always say, yours. And I say, oh, okay, fine. But, you know, they bring the show. Mm-hmm. And I also tell them I'm an empty vessel, fill me. And that's really sort of what it is. I trans-channel their stories and stuff, and people are funny, and I let them be, and you know, I don't get into the trying to topping thing. They try to top me, and that's okay.
That's
if that
fine.
Happens, it happens.
Yeah.
Even Jim gets in a few zingers once in a while. What are you going to do? No, but the audience is the show. You know, with the call in and the people there, and that's the ball game.
Well, Michael, I look forward to being part of that audience tonight. It should be
great.
A blast.
We're going to have fun. I hope everyone will.
All right. We'll see you on the UAF Davis Concert Hall stage tonight.
Great. See you there.